1 Samuel 13:36. He had to flee. And at one time, the city of where David fled to was robbed by the Amalekites. And in 1 Samuel 13:6 is written that David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters, but David found strength in the Lord his God. He was strength in the Lord his God. It's an encouragement for us. We have to pray for the present situation. But before, some words as an introduction about what is going on in Israel. I have three topics. I was happy with what Eugene said about the feast for what is going on in Israel. First, our visit to the frontier with Gaza. Secondly, what matters between Hamas and Israel. Third, what do we? I was at the Feast of the Tabernacles with 3,000 Christians from all countries. We don't have that feast here in Holland as Christians, but we miss a lot. With Pesach, Jesus resurrected from death. With Pentecost, it is the feast of the Holy Spirit. By one Spirit we go to the house of the Father. I'm happy that you will get a disciple training for the redemption in Christ is only the beginning of the Christian life. Jesus is the door to the Father. And also the reconciliation and the blood of Jesus are the way to the kingdom of God. Jesus only had one sermon. Convert yourself, for the kingdom of God is near. For the conversion is the first step to come in the kingdom. So discipleship education is more than necessary. But do you know, by Jesus we are baptized in one Spirit to come to the Father, to the kingdom of the Father. But we miss the feast of the Father. We have the feast of the Son, Easter, the feast of the Spirit, Pentecost, but we don't have a feast of the Father. Jesus is the way to the throne of the Father. I was with more than 3,000 people at that Feast of the Father, the Feast of the Tabernacles. And during that feast, that 5th of October, with many people we visited a kibbutz near the frontier with Gaza. This is Feast of the Tabernacles, a group from the Fiji Islands. And the next one is very historically. The major of that area near Gaza, the one with the microphone, talked to us. And 2 days after this picture, he was killed by Hamas. We were with many in the kibbutz, in the tabernacles. But at that place, 2 days after this, 1,400 people were slaughtered at that spot, and many were taken away in the captivity. We still planted trees there for encouragement. Okay, the Feast of the Tabernacles has the theme, God is King of the whole earth. But what is the Bible saying in Hebrews 2? Now, we don't still see that everything is submitted to Jesus, but we see Jesus in glory and crowned with honor. And the second thing, the battle for Hamas against Israel, there's nothing new under the sun. When we read the Bible about it, a couple of years ago, in Israel, they brought in Gaza, they brought with balloons explosives to Israel. We see the same of the Midianites in the Bible. And you remember Simpson bought foxes together and sent them into the grain with a burning torch. And everything was burned. It was grain of the Midianites. Now we see something else. Hamas has the meaning violence. And exactly at the last day of the Feast of the Tabernacles, they came to rob the joy, to take away the joy of Israel. They attacked with 4,000 missiles. They did a destroying attack within 1 hour. And when we compare it with the Bible, the beautiful from Bible is always that they put the Bible alongside the journal, the newspaper. Also the Amalekites did the same. They did circle from man to man, but they attacked from the backside, so that they attacked children and elder people. It is too bad for words to realize what happened there. We spoke with eyewitnesses. The Hamas people first tortured the people, then they killed them, then they hang them up, and then they burn them. And they decapitate children. It is pure darkness. Too bad for words. Pure satanic events. And the Bible is telling already this. When under the leadership of Moses, Israel went from Egypt to the Sinai. They came from slavery to the position at Sinai. They came in the position of kings and priests belonging to God. But the enemies came to keep them away from that position. And they attacked from the backside. What did Moses at that moment? you read it in Exodus 14, he sent Joshua to battle in a physical way, but he himself, Moses himself, realized that the physical and the spiritual has to do everything with each other. He went to the mountain. He took the rod of God in his hand as a proclamation, as a banner. God is conqueror. Only Moses was an old man. He became tired, and the rod he held up was lowering. And then two people helped him, Aaron and Hur. They helped him to keep the rod high, so that Joshua in the physical battle had the victory. These three people had a spiritual position. Moses, the prophet of the Old Testament, Aaron, the priest, and Hur was a father of Judah, where the kings came forth from. They took their positions. And we as believers from the nations already are chosen to be a kingly priesthood, a royal priesthood. And also we should, like Aaron and Hur, support Moses, support Israel, and bring them for the throne of God. But to encourage you, Israel is reading the Bible alongside the newspaper. When the Torah reading is finished with a blessing, and before the people from Jerusalem are sent home, back home, then immediately the word is opened again at Genesis 1. And every week, a part from the Old Testament is read. Last week was about the great flood. This week, Israel is reading worldwide, the Jews, the part about Abraham, that Abraham was going to the promised land, and he had 10 temptations. And there is only one event in the Bible that Babel takes up weapons. Only when Lot and his nephew were captured, then Abraham followed the group with his private army, and he delivers Lot and his family, and he brought them safely home. That is what Abraham is reading now. So it is understandable that Israel is doing everything to get the prisoners free from Hamas. They put more than 200 bunkers along the frontier. There are kitchens for food. This help was given immediately, and there is food help. What do we need? What do we May I have the, this next picture? As a Christian embassy, we were praying from the first day onwards. Israel is working in a physical way, but we as Christians work in a spiritual way. This picture is made by one of the most famous Jewish artists, Chagall. It is known from the two painted windows in the Hadassah Hospital in Israel. This man was not a Messiah, Messianic Jew, but already before the Holocaust, he painted this in 1938, before the World War, in the Christian Europa. And in the Christian Europe, Israel was destroyed in Europe. In Holland, and Holland had the highest percentage of Jews that was killed. This painting, so this painting was already before that time of the Holocaust. And Jesus went to the cross not only for the sin of his nation, but also for your and my sin. And by Jesus, the wall between Jews and non-Jews was taken away. It means when Israel is attacked and take care, Hamas does not distinguish between Jew or Christian. For Hamas doesn't want peace with Israel. They only want one thing, and that they get rid of the Jews. That's what they want. The Jews are the people of the Saturday, Sabbath. Christians are the people of the Sunday. But this battle is also against us. Hamas called their attack the Al-Aqsa storm. It's against Israel and against Jerusalem. In the time that Abraham delivered Lot from his captivity in Genesis 14, you saw that when Abraham reached the victory, that there came an engagement between Abraham and Melchizedek, King of Jerusalem, King of Righteousness, he is called Melchizedek. And Abraham gave tenths of what he had to Melchizedek. He worshipped Melchizedek. And now we pray that the eyes of Israel will be opened. Who is their Messiah? We know Jesus, the Messiah, who is high priest according the way of Melchizedek was high priest. And we pray already for years that Israel will not trust upon their own weaponry. For this was also a great mistake of Israel, that they were surprised by this attack and they didn't know about it before. Yeah, for the intelligence service failed. And we pray already many years that they don't trust their own weaponry, but that they look upon God, and that they will see who is their Messiah. Abraham had already a meeting with that high priest Melchizedek. So, you know, we are going to pray for three things for Israel. First, for comfort. Isaiah 40, comfort, comfort my people. God is speaking to us. We, by belief in Jesus, have become children of Abraham, Galatians 3 verse 5. In Israel we received all blessings, the word of God, we got by Israel. 40 Jewish authors have written this book, this Bible. Also our Lord Jesus is completely Jewish. And also the Holy Spirit that was poured out at Pentecost was also, the Holy Spirit was given to only Jews there. We received all blessings by Israel. So we are obliged to them anyhow to pray, and we pray for Israel but also for the Middle East, for you know this is a battle between light and darkness, and you know that Iran sponsored Hamas, but we also know that in Iran now every month 10,000 people come to believe. So until Jesus comes back there will be a battle. But light, the battle between light and darkness is going on also in Iran. Also in Iran 10,000 people come to believe every month. That is in a year, a city like Zwolle. Then you have some idea. 120,000 people. So we pray that when the terror of Hamas is conquered, that also there people will see, are starting to see, who is the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. And God says, the one who blesses you will be blessed. So we pray for Israel, for the Middle East, but also for Holland. Our news at television is so colored, we are influenced. But we have to keep the word of God. And we know many things will happen. Maybe this is a wake-up for much more. So God wants to put us in a spiritual position that by praise and worship to God, that the God of the heavenly armies will struggle for us. Let us proclaim a text. That's first about Israel. Comfort, comfort my people, the Lord speaks, Isaiah 40. And also, let the spirit of mercy and prayer come over the people of God. First we pray for the families of the killed victims. Some people have eight funerals at one day. That is too much. Mentally, is that too much? Let us pray for comfort. Let us pray for it concretely. And then for the other things. Take time to pray for that. With your neighbor, two people together, or maybe three. Let us also pray for wisdom for the government and protection for the soldiers at the Hamas frontier, the Gaza frontier and the Lebanon frontier. This Father, that we should be like Ahab on her, to take our positions, we come to you, and boldly we come to the throne of mercy and we proclaim, in heaven there's no panic, God is at the throne. Thank you, Lord. And although there is much battle in the heavenly realms, we lift up the rock and proclaim that Jesus is conqueror, and that you reveal yourself through this situation, and that you will show to the people of Israel that you are the true Messiah. We pray for that in Jesus' name. Let us also pray for the Middle East. And before, it is good to proclaim this text from Psalm 2, the following slide. Yeah. Still one. Yeah. Let us proclaim why the people are wild, and the nations are fighting in vain. The kings of the earth come together and they fight against the Lord and his anointed one. The one whose throne is enthroned in heaven has nothing for it. Let us pray concretely that Hamas and Hezbollah power will be broken, but also for the inhabitants of Gaza and that Jesus will make himself known by dreams to the people, like he's often working in, for example, Iran. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers, and that you will listen. That's why we come to you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Finally, let us pray for Holland. Let me do it first by proclaiming a psalm. Next slide. Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the mountains, from where my help will come. My help is from the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. Amen. The next slide shows some points of prayer. Thank you for the many prayers that are there. Pray for the churches in Holland to be behind Israel in word and prayer. Pray that our government will stay behind Israel. Also our government. There are elections in very soon. Pray also for Holland. Father in heaven, we thank you that we also can pray for Holland and for churches, that we are connected with your people, with your nation. Will you bring light in the Middle East? Thank you that you hear our prayer. Amen. So, for helping for your prayer, you can get a proclamation card there at the stand. For when you pray alone, mostly very soon you don't know what to pray more. But it can help to proclaim the word of God. And for some things, not only prayer is needed. You can also fast. There has been a call to fast like Esther. Esther also was fasting. Always in the Old Testament, always the Amalekites were the enemies of Israel. There are many examples described in the Bible. Even Esther was threatened by the Amalekite Hamas. He was also an Amalekite. So we proclaim that coming week there will be an Esther fasting. For Esther discerned that physical and spiritual things had to do with each other. The plan was made by Hamas to destroy all the Jews. But Esther started to fast spiritually, so that the God of heaven and earth could bring a turning upside down in this action, and God answered. And to feed you with recent points of prayer, every day from 3 to 5 there's a worldwide prayer. You can find it at that website. Let us first praise God.
Amen.